the breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind.
It could almost seem, Dr. Stastny, that we are just doomed for failure. We're just doomed to keep failing with regards to the way we use our brains. I mean, there's nothing we can do about it. Our brain is what our brain is. And we've heard so many times that, you know, a person is, that person's, the age they are, they're stuck in their ways now. They ain't going to change. They can't change. But you're saying we can change. And one of the starting points to change is by asking the simple but significant question, what can I do to improve this?
Yes, that's the easiest way to get to the adult brain. But I want to emphasize, the conditions of the brain are merely habits. A habit is formed by doing something repeatedly. Once a habit is formed, you can't change it except by forming a new habit that's incompatible with the old. So instead of blaming, I'm going to improve, or I'm going to appreciate the complexity of the issue. See, blaming always oversimplifies. If I try to appreciate the complexity, I try to see another person's perspective. For instance, if I blame you for being rude to me, and I wanted, that's coming from my toddler brain, because you insulted me, I go into my toddler's brain. Whether you did or not, I'm perceiving that. And then usually I'm wrong, but that's my perception. But if I say, well, what can I appreciate about his perspective, then I'll see if you were rude to me, it was probably because you were perceiving me being rude to you. So I probably said something that I didn't mean to say, or said something careless, or you've got something going on that, you know, somebody insulted you 10 minutes ago before you started talking to me, and you're still in that frame of mind. So as I appreciate the complexity, people are very complex. Mm-hmm. Your wife said something you didn't like, or you had, you know, the commute to work was, there's jerks on the road. When I appreciate the complexity, I don't take it personally anymore, and I can see you're human like me. And then when I see that you're human like me, then I feel more connected. I'm not alienated from my own humanity. I feel more connected. And then I'm able to protect the things that I value, the people that I value. So improve, appreciate, connect, and protect are the adult brain coping mechanisms. And all you have to do, improve is the easiest. If you can't improve the situation you're in, you improve how you experience it. For example, if you're running late and you're stuck in traffic, there's nothing you can do about that situation. And in the toddler brain, what people do is focus on everything they can't control, like how the highway should have been designed and how the lights should be synchronized and how other people should be driving. And the more you focus on things you can't control, the more powerless you feel. But if all you do is shift the focus to how can I make the experience of sitting in traffic better for myself, because I can't change the situation, but I can change the experience of it. How can I make it more pleasant? Then things start to occur to you. Simple things like put the radio on. You know, I keep a book on tape in the car, so you know I have an illusion I'm learning something when I'm in traffic. Or call someone. You know, look at the scenery. There are lots of things you can do once you decide that you have control over your experience, even when you don't have control over the situation.
So it doesn't have to be something that just takes us down into the depths of despair, darkness, anger, misery. We can decide how we're going to respond to the situation.
Absolutely. You have very little control over the events that are impactful in your lifetime. Like, you didn't pick your parents. Right?
That's right.
You didn't sit down with God and said, I'll take those two. We don't pick our parents. We don't choose whether our mother was sick when she was pregnant. whether we were dropped as children, whether we got sick, what schools we went to, how much money your family has, what your early peer relationships were. All those things have profound influences on your life, and you have control over none of them. But what you have absolute control over is what each one of those things means to you and means about you. You control the meaning of your life. And those things, if you suffered negative things with all of those, then you can view yourself as being very resilient, very resourceful. And if you do that, then you're going to have mostly positive emotions. If you pursue your perceive yourself to be a victim, then you're going to have very negative emotions.
And I can see how if we've decided that we're victims, we can even subconsciously be devaluing ourselves, devaluing our worth. And I can see how we can become bitter, resentful, angry if we feel like we've been devalued, even if we're the ones devaluing ourselves. One of the other things, you share so many steps that we can take, concrete steps that we can take to change the way we think, to move ourselves into the adult brain way of thinking. When we come back, could you share with us a bit about what you talk about in your book when it comes to the butterfly effect?
Okay,
ladies and gentlemen, our guest, Dr. Stephen Stosny, and I will be right back, and he's going to share with us more about how we can take deliberate steps. Doesn't that feel empowering in and of itself, that we can take deliberate steps to help change the way our brain works? Actually, to get more in touch with and more in line with the way it's trying to work once that adult brain is formed. Anyway, we'll be right back.
In the evening when the day is through,